store. It's somewhere in the first part. Thank you. I think we should get right into the mess of Third World War just about to happen. That's now, right? And then we have all these other future and past stories that we weave into this. So anyway, yeah, there we have the Europeans. I'm just describing my version of what's going on among the European leaders. They're sitting there in their fine places and drinking some fine champagne and talking. The elite. And they realize, you know, that their talk, because they're talking big, they learn that from someone, you know, threatening the Russians, like, we're going to invade you, we're going to get together and take over you and destroy you and split you up into small countries, and all these wild things coming, and they're kind of enthusing each other to go even crazier, and they realize that, gosh, this doesn't correspond to reality anymore, and that it's very embarrassing. What are we going to do about it? And they speak even bigger, so they really, some even want to go into actual war, but they realize that this is suicide. I mean, our spies and all, they tell us the reality, you know, that we're up against a far too powerful enemy. So what they say then, this is what it seems to be happening today, that we will make a war against Russia in 5 years. 4 or 5 years, we're going to start that. So look out, Russia. We are building up now. We're getting so strong that 4 or 5 years, you won't be able to deal with us. Then you're going to get it. And this is very handy, because then they just push everything 4 or 5 years ahead. And then if Russia hasn't taken over the entire Europe in that time, and the rest of the world and everything, maybe haven't even taken over the entire Ukraine, but only those areas which they from the very beginning said that they would take over unless there could be a negotiation for peace, then there will be other leaders in the governments in Europe by then, newly elected leaders. So these ones sitting there now, they can just nicely disappear into their comfortable life of partying and vacationing and so on, having become a bit richer on this whole thing. So, yeah. And others will come and they can say, well, you know, we got the Russians to change their minds because they were so afraid of us, what is going to happen in 2030, so they stopped. We made them stop. And then, you know, victory. So it seems like this could be, at least in our story, someone could sit there and propose that, some smart guy or girl sitting in the back corner of the meeting rooms of those big leaders. Yeah, we can have cool kids like that. And in America, we can have our Rick there is one of those. But they kind of belong to that cool gang of, well, there's more and more get in there, you know, they infiltrate the awares and those young, real smart very intelligent. Some think of them as autistic and Asperger's, but they are rather of a higher level of intelligence that people cannot relate to. And they are also, because if you are on a much higher level of intelligence, it's hard to relate to people who are not on that level. Their stupid social behavior and the this and the that, and it's, you know, so they, and then those also called normal people, the majority, they think that these autistic people are weird. There's something wrong with them. They need treatment. But actually, they are, you know, what some call indigo kids or something like that. I mean, we can put it, something like that in our story and at least show these, that kind of young people who then, because they are so smart, at a very young age come up high as politicians, as we find now. I mean, there are several youngsters coming up, but stupid ones. But we find some very smart ones in the advisory boards and among diplomats and those kind of people there. And there you can find them reading old scriptures of wisdom, and because diplomats, they are trained to be friendly to and understand other cultures and other people, other political systems and so on. So, that's what we can make that statement there also, that it all depends on those, the advisors and the diplomats and the intelligent people with knowledge. And also with that intelligence to figure out the smartest way to handle a situation, not just rushing into a complete hands-on kinetic conflict, as they call physical military war today. So they are contributing here a lot to the end of war. And whether that end of war will come this year, in 10 years, in 100 years, that's what this story is about. Are we going to be able to end the war?